web. Ola VE at your service. Thank you, all of you, for rescuing us. Both of us.
It's our duty, sir, said Potanin with a brisk salute.
Me,
added the soldier.
I'm just here for the fun of it.
With that, she slipped her helmet off, revealing the most beautiful woman Ola VE had ever seen.
Chapter 13. Under a massive statue of Dessa Barish, Shigar sealed the outer door behind him, using the force to assist the hydraulics he damaged on the way through. He recognized this type of room. The inner door wouldn't open until the outer door was closed. He crossed the circular expanse of the security airlock, noting but not being distracted by the gentle tinkling of the glass chandelier above. The air stank of smoke, which was odd. The mysterious explosions had been distant, and he assumed the air conditioning system of the vault was completely independent. His senses prickled. Moving slowly and silently, he approached the inner door. It was unlocked. There was one thing he would say about the Hutts. When it came to protecting their valuables, they didn't scrimp. The door was a marvelous piece of machinery, precision tooled to very precise measurements. It might not withstand the Jedi and his lightsaber, but it would keep a horde of safecrackers busy for a month, and would easily withstand a small nuclear blast. It certainly wouldn't open itself. Shigar deactivated his lightsaber and stood still for a full minute. His slow, shallow breathing and steady heartbeat were all he could hear. If there was anyone on the other side of the door, they were being as quiet as he was. Reaching out a hand, he tugged on the door's handle. So well balanced was it that it swung smoothly aside, revealing the antechamber he had been looking for. The four vault doors were exactly as Sergeant Potanin had described. None of them had been interfered with. Behind one of them was the mysterious wreckage that consumed so many people. In the center of the room, a black pit had been burned into the floor, scarring its otherwise impeccable whiteness. That was where the smoke was coming from. He approached cautiously and looked down. Someone had burned into the room from below, presumably to steal the vault's contents. But how had they avoided triggering any alarms? And where were they now? He looked around. The antechamber was empty. There was nowhere to hide. None of the vaults appeared to have been tampered with. All four doors were sealed. There was no other way out, except back through the hole. Or... The small of his back itched. He turned to face the door he had come through. Certainty filled him. Activating his lightsaber, he strode into the airlock room.
You don't look like a Jedi, but you sure smell like one.
With a tinkling smash, a skinny girl dressed all in black dropped out of the chandelier. Her hair flailed in thick red dreadlocks like the tentacles of a living thing.
You stink of repression. Let's see what we can do to change that.
The girl activated a brilliant crimson lightsaber. Shigar didn't return her bloodthirsty grin. He kept his heartbeat steady, raised his lightsaber in return, and adopted a stance of readiness. She came at him in a storm of blows, feet moving lightly across the floor, almost dancing, blade swinging like a propeller. Their weapons clashed with a furious electric sound. He matched her move for move, but doing so sorely tested him. Every block jarred through him like a hammer blow. His opponent was small,